WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Ever feel like you're running a marathon with no finish line? Like your inner critic is constantly barking orders, judging every move you make? Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. We live in a world that glorifies hustle and achievement, often leaving little room for kindness, especially towards ourselves. Today, we're diving deep into something powerful. Building self-compassion through kindness meditation. Think of it like this. Your mind is a garden. Sometimes it's bursting with beautiful blooms. Other times weeds are taking over. Kindness meditation? That's your gardening glove, helping you weed out the negativity and nurture those seeds of self-love. Now, I know what you're thinking, meditation. Sounds too zen for me. But trust me, this isn't about becoming a yogi on a mountaintop. It's about finding moments of peace amidst the chaos, learning to treat yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer a dear friend. So, let's get real. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate self-compassion through kindness meditation. 1. Recognize your inner critic. First things first, acknowledge that critical voice in your head. It's not your enemy, it's just stuck in a pattern of negativity. Imagine it as a little gremlin perched on your shoulder, constantly whispering doubts. Give that gremlin a name, maybe Gary or Grumbles. It sounds silly, but putting a face to it can help you detach and see it for what it is. A part of you, not the whole story. 2. Shift your perspective. Instead of letting those negative thoughts control you, try reframing them with kindness. When Gary starts chirping about your latest blunder, remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes. It's how we learn and grow. Imagine offering Gary a cup of tea and saying, "Hey Gary, I know you're feeling stressed, but let's focus on the good stuff instead." Practice active kindness. This isn't about baking cookies for yourself, although that wouldn't hurt. It's about consciously choosing to treat yourself with kindness in your thoughts and actions. Take a few deep breaths, engage in activities you enjoy, or simply acknowledge your own strengths and accomplishments. You deserve it. 4. Remember, imperfection is okay. We're human, not robots. We're going to mess up, feel down, and have days that are less than stellar. That's perfectly normal. Instead of beating yourself up, practice acceptance. Think of it like weather. Sometimes there's sunshine, sometimes there are storms. Embrace the whole experience, the good, the bad, and everything in between. 5. Cultivate gratitude. Even on tough days, try to find something to be grateful for. It could be as simple as a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, or the support of loved ones. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's already present, fostering a sense of contentment and inner peace. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, facing that impossible deadline, emails piling up like a tower of doom. Gary the Gremlin is on overdrive, whispering doubts about your abilities, stressing about missed opportunities. You know this feeling, right? But now, imagine taking a few deep breaths, reminding yourself, it's okay to feel overwhelmed, I'm doing my best. Then, visualize sending a message of kindness to yourself. You're capable, resourceful, and you've got this. That simple act can shift your entire mindset. So remember, building self-compassion through kindness meditation is a journey, not a destination. It's about practicing gentleness with yourself, one moment at a time. You don't have to be perfect, just consistently choose kindness. This episode's key takeaways are simple yet powerful. Acknowledge your inner critic, shift your perspective, practice active kindness, embrace imperfection, and cultivate gratitude. These are the tools you need to build a self-compassion garden and watch it flourish. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one act of kindness you can do for yourself today? Share it in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's spread this message of self-love together. And as always, thanks for tuning into The Balanced Stoic. Until next time, keep striving for that balanced life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.